Portland British Legion, November 1933. Portland British Legion held a district rally on Sunday on the occasion of the dedication of their new banner. The dedication service took place in the field at Tor 11, kindly lent by Mr. Tawella. The banner was presented by Mrs. Watson Smith, who acted in place of Sonny, who was able to Prince Draper performed the mission. Fresh press were Big, Maria, Ale, Elson, Key, Tiffany, Paul, Bessa, Madron, and Neil. The only under managers, T. Ola. Also present was Major Watson Smith, chairman of the Southwestern area, and Mr. Percy Barton, Truro, county secretary. After the dedication, the branches attended a service in the 4th Street Methodist Church, conducted by the Reverend C.M. Draper and Mr. Robert Williams, member of the British Legion, read the lesson. The choir rendered the anthem, "The Radiant Morn Has Passed Away." Mr. K. Champion, A.R.C.M., presided at the organ. Reverend Draper, taking his text from Timothy, chapter 6, verse 12, preached on, "Fight the good fight, good fight of faith, lay hold on eternal life." "They tell us today," said Reverend Draper, "that Christianity is a dope, a failure. £25 million are being spent on dope and deadly drugs. Another £300 million on destructive evils. If this money could be diverted into other channels, it would provide employment. The faith has to be strewn for. If any man think Christianity is a dope, let him take off his coat and fight the sin within his own being. Fight the good fight against greed, envy, hatred, and sloth. Today we have dedicated the flag, but it is something more we are called to do. For after the fall, the flag is only an outward symbol. It is the cause for which the flag stands. The flag in itself is nothing, but the great thing is to the dedication of man himself to fight the sin within him. After the service, the legions marched to the war memorial at Pavril Terrace at 40 hands. A beautiful wreath made and given by Mrs. Purcell's was placed on the memorial by Mr. G. Seward of 4th Levin Branch. The reveille and the last post were sounded by Bugler Thomas of Madron. Members from district places were served with tea in the public hall. Mr. Arsenal catering. Tea servers were Madams Pinnock, Chagwin, Rose Warren, Strike, Williams, Oskin, and Miners. Proceeds of teas were given to the Portland relief work. The colour party was Messrs. J. Begaleg, standard bearer, J. Wynne, W. H. Leite, and R. Williams in charge. F. E. Strike of the Portland branch, the organising secretary, was responsible for a very successful function.